First, I can simply ask, do you have any questions about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur or about where we are or today? Yes. Yes, came from where? From behind the camera.
Just my camera. Okay, the question is, first he chanted for some time, like, this is private Bible, and then he went for preaching widely. So what is acquiring the power, or getting some understanding for...
Srila Sarasvati Thakur had the power from birth. He was not of this world and accumulating some merit in this world, some capacity to do something. But he, it is clearly understood from all references of our spiritual guardians, that he has come from the upper world to this world. And everything to do with Guru is a matter of leela, of pastime, and not a matter of, oh, first he's going to get some qualification and then going out to preach. And about this particular place, Srila Sarasvati Thakur was already preaching when he came and established the temple here in Puri. He was already in preaching mode. We've seen how Mahaprabhu himself, the Lord, came to this world. He did not at first show his preaching. He at first showed so many other pastimes and then showed his distribution of the holy name. That is the Lord himself. So the devotees too, when they are coming from the upper world to here, then for Leela they may be showing various things, but they are eternally capable of distributing the holy name and distributing entrance to the Seva world of the higher plane. And remember that the holy name, to chant the holy name, we must have seva. We must do in the mood of seva. Without seva, Srila Guru Maharaj's example of firing the gun with the blank bullet. The sound is there, but there is no potency within. So the connection that Srila Sarasvati Thakur is giving to that higher world through seva, through the chanting of the holy name, is all important. And Srila Sarasvati Thakur, he took Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as guru, principally as guru. He was his father in the material world, but he came into this world by, Sarasvati Thakur came into this world by the prayer of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Srila Sarasvati Thakur always took his father as guru, but you cannot take, as is the custom within the system that Krishna has arranged, you cannot take initiation from your father, from your close relative in that way. But taking that into consideration, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave advice to Srila Sarasvati Thakur, you take from Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. From him you will get this full mantra and the full seva link, as you would if you had taken from me in this way. And so by instruction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went to Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and received initiation. But Srila Sarasvati Thakur always saw his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as guru. And it is by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's instruction to him that Srila Sarasvati Thakur engaged in the seva at Yoga Pit of the place of Mahaprabhu's appearance and engaged in the distribution of the holy name far and wide with the emphasis on purifying the sampradaya from all the nonsense that was being advertised as this is what is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And Srila Sarasvati Thakur, then he had great attraction for Puri Dham. He came to Puri Dham. He established here this Purushottam, what's called Purushottam Gaudiya Mat, at Chatak Parvat. Chatak Parvat, we will see in a minute the sand dunes here that Mahaprabhu, when he came, he would go unconscious in ecstasy, touching the sand, absorbed in the mood of the affectionate, loving pastimes in Govardhan. he would see Chatak Parvat as non-different from Govardhan. And our temple, we just walked maybe 300 meters to come from there to here. Our temple beside Chatak Parvat, very close, just like in Govardhan, our temple maybe 200 meters beside Govardhan Parikram path. In Nabadeep, our temple beside the Gupta Govardhan. So here also, our temple is beside Chatak Parvat, but also Srila Sarasvati Thakur established his temple here at the Govardhan of Puridham. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, sometimes called the Lion Guru, because he was very strong outwardly, very cannot tolerate anything which is upper Siddhanta, which is incorrect conception of spiritual life. And Srila Sarasvati Thakur, he was very strong to point out what is not devotional service, what is not the proper conception. But he was very soft within. Ah, okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Jai Gurudev. And I myself am not aware of specific pastimes of Srila Sarasvati Thakur here, but we do know that it was his later time of his preaching, in his later age, when his health was not so good, that he came and he stayed here for some extended time. Maybe earlier for some time also, but for the extended time, it was in his later pastimes. But then Srila Sarasvati Thakur, he came to Calcutta, and it was in Calcutta that he passed away. And when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur passed away, one of his disciples worked in the railways, and he immediately arranged and got permission from the railways and everything. He immediately arranged a whole train, I mean the engine and the carriages, everything, a special train for bringing Srila Sarasvati Thakur's body that same day that he passed away, taking his body from Calcutta to Shantipur, and then from Shantipur you have to change and then go onward by carrying on the palanquin, means the stretcher for the body that's passed away, taking Srila Sarasvati Thakur's body to Mayapur, to his central mat, headquarters of his Gaudiya mission in Nabadeep, in Mayapur, which some of you have visited during the Nabadeep Dham Parikrama, the Sri Chaitanya mat. So, although he was here during his later days, he actually passed away in Calcutta at his main temple in Bagh Bazar in Calcutta, and was taken then to Mayapur. But specific pastimes here, none immediately come to mind.
There isn't really, never heard about anything else except that he favored in his during his last pastimes. And again, the reason was because it was besides the Govardhan.
He came here because it is beside Govardhan.
That's his vision. More than that, but he took it as a, we heard some description, he took it as the safest place, and also to show the example that we should always take in it. Inconsistence with the previous acharyas, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Das Goswami, and showing us, stressing our position that we should always be very cautious and not rushing. Maharaj was saying another time, not rushing where the angels fear to tread.
Right, Guru Maharaj used that expression, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And in Puridham, this is a specific place for remembering Srila Sarasvati Thakur. We can consider in the sense that this is where he established his temple. But Srila Sarasvati Thakur was born in Puridham. And he was born Jagannath Rathayatra route, that main road from Jagannath temple to Gambira to Gundicha temple, from Jagannath temple going to Gundicha temple, a big road that we saw today that ends at the Jagannath temple, and you saw thousands and thousands of people you saw today filling up that road. They're filling up that road all the way down to Gundicha. And tomorrow we have some hope to go, some plan to go from Jagannath to the Gundicha temple, and some can take rickshaws. Day after tomorrow, we're planning to go there. So you will, on that journey that we go down there, we shall go to Srila Sarasvati Thakur's appearance place, which then was a house and now is a temple. And we can say more there, but everything from the moment of his appearance, where his umbilical cord was wrapped around his shoulder as in a similar way as a Brahmin thread, from that moment onwards, so many auspicious signs showing Sarasvati Thakur's special qualities, if you like. And one of those is that on that route, after Srila Sarasvati Thakur was born, when he's very, very young as a baby, then it became the Jagannath Rath Yatra time. And when Jagannath is coming on his big chariot, pulled by hundreds of men on these big, thick ropes, then as they came in front of his house, then the chariot came to a standstill and they tried everything to pull the chariot. The chariot will not move. Jagannath is staying there. And then taking that opportunity, when the crowds died down a little bit and they're trying to think what to do, everyone getting some rest, pulling, trying to get it to work, then taking that opportunity, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his wife, they brought out the newborn baby right in front of their house and brought up onto the chariot of Lord Jagannath, because they had that opportunity to bring the child in front of Jagannath. And they placed the child before Lord Jagannath, and at that time a garland automatically fell down from Jagannath onto Srila Sarasvati Thakur, the baby child. And then, after that, and all the pandas, they all were amazed. They all chanted, Haribol, Haribol, and they said, oh, this must be some very special sign. And Mahaprasad?
He was called Bimala Prasad,
yeah. Today we met somebody called Devi Prasad when we were out walking early. And that I told him, yes, our Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, his first name was Bimala Prasad. And Bimala is one of the devas, or lady devas, in the Jagannath temple. And by everything is by the grace of Jagannath and his servitors. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, always seeing that everything is coming by the grace of the Lord. And his first name was Bimala Prasad. And then later, getting the name in due course of time, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. All of his sons, all of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's sons, were something Prasad.
Lalita Prasad, Bimala Prasad.
Lalita Prasad. And he had perhaps 12. 12 children.
And he was engaged, Maharaj, at that time in the managing of Jagannath temple. So he was responsible
for Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He was a magistrate. And one of the main services that he was doing is managing Jagannath temple and making sure that everything is nicely functioning, everything is offered on time, and everybody is happy. So that was his service. One of his services.
We were mentioning the other day that Navadvip, Puri and Vrindavan, they are like three rooms of the same house for us. And especially here, Navadvip and Puri, they are close. That time people are walking everywhere. And every year devotees would come up and down to Jagannath Puri. And even before Mahaprabhu came here, devotees would come regularly to Puri. And this is why Shachi Mata, she made that request of Gauranga Sundar, who just become Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, made that request of her son to, if he can reside in Puri, then she will be able to automatically get news from time to time. So even before Mahaprabhu came here, then from Puri, devotees would come to their Jagannath Rath Yatra festival each year. And that time, really, it is a pilgrimage by foot. I have driven different times from Navadvip, Calcutta to Puri, but by driving it is quite austere, but by foot it must take about 2 weeks maybe.
More than 2 weeks.
More than 2 weeks, well, depending on your foot.
How many foot you have?
And also dangerous, like here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it was a dangerous journey because you have to cross different countries. It wasn't a one single country at that time. Some parts were ruled by the Muslims, some parts were not well ruled, so there were lots of bandits and gundas and taxes everywhere.
Some
so
jungle also, mob.
Jungle, rivers.
The tiger
and Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Charitamrita also mentions about the tax collectors and the boatmen who were trying to get too much money and this, that and the other. So it's been going on forever. So
now
yes, we're going to go to Gopinath. Any other question about Srila Sarasvati Thakur just now in particular? Lots of monkeys.
Mosquitoes.
Lots of mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are very small. It's a monkey.
Eating as a lie. I would prefer a monkey.
And oh no, is it raining or is that a
raining
monkey?
Is, also
is it rain or a monkey?
No, rain.
Oh, okay. In Navadvip, truly, they sometimes are in the tree and they do for fun. They wait. All right. Jai Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Shri Purushottam Math in Puri ki jai. Jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
And the deities in the temple here?
Deity's name is Gaur Gadadhar Vinod Madhavji.
Gaur Gadadhar.
Gaur Gadadhar Vinod Madhavji. Vinod Madhav.
Madhav. So on the left side is
Gaur Gadadhar.
So Gaur Gadadhar.
Gaur Gadadhar. Vinod Madhav. Radha Vinod Madhav.
Radha Vinod Madhav. So Gaur Gadadhar.
Radha Vinod Madhav.
Okay, wonderful.